Sharp's Fortress. Richard Sharp and the Siege of Gavelgar, December 1803. Written by Bernard Cornwell. Read by William Gaminara. Chapter 1. Richard Sharp wanted to be a good officer. He truly did. He wanted it above all other things. But somehow it was just too difficult. Like trying to light a tinderbox in a rain-filled wind. Either the men disliked him, or they ignored him, or they were over-familiar, and he was unsure how to cope with any of the three attitudes, while the battalion's other officers plain disapproved of him. "You can put a racing saddle on a cart horse," Captain Urquhart had said one night in the ragged tent which passed for the officers' mess, "but that don't make the beast quick." He hadn't been talking about Sharp, not directly, but all the other officers glanced at him. The battalion had stopped in the middle of nowhere. It was hot as hell, and no wind alleviated the sodden heat. They were surrounded by tall crops that hid everything except the sky. A cannon fired somewhere to the north, but Sharp had no way of knowing whether it was a British gun or an enemy cannon. A dry ditch ran through the tall crops, and the men of the company sat on the ditch lip as they waited for orders. One or two lay back and slept with their mouths wide open, while Sergeant Cahoon leafed through his tattered Bible. The sergeant was short-sighted, so had to hold the book very close to his nose, from which drops of sweat fell onto the pages. Usually the sergeant read quietly, mouthing the words, and sometimes frowning when he came across a difficult name, but today he was just slowly turning the pages with a wetted finger. "Looking for inspiration, sergeant?" Sharp asked.
"I am not, sir,"
Cahoon answered respectfully, but somehow managed to convey that the question was...